This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. Very Noise on BFM 89.9.
Selamat malam, anda mendengar Very Noise. Saya Ali Johan. Dan malam ni saya berteman dengan Ezra Zaid dari Evening Edition.
Apa khabar semua?
How baik. And our playlist tonight ada campur aduk. Ezra dah pilih sikit lagu, aku dah pilih sikit lagu. And we're gonna start off with the first track, Witchcraft, The Outcast.
Thank you.
BFM 89.9. Anda mendengar Very Noise. Saya Ali Johan, ditemani Ezra Zahid malam ni. Welcome Ezra.
Thank you. Ini kali pertama dekat program Very Noise ni.
Ha, boleh cakap Melayu ke?
Boleh lah, sikit-sikit.
Boleh rupanya. Hai. Witchcraft kita start tadi, sebuah band dari Sweden. The Outcast, lagu daripada album kelima diorang. Band ni band old school rock lah, Sweden. And you know, they have bands like Graveyard juga. Scene yang main sound old school doom metal ala Black Sabbath, tapi dengan groove-groove 70s macam Judas Priest pun ada juga kan.
Jadi dia punya gaya tu macam garage rock, and the sound, the production tu memang cekap dengan dia punya genre lah. Kadang-kadang production clean sangat, you know, these, a lot of these American bands, but the Swedish production is very very warm lah,
playing that old sound.
Kalau nak kira balik zaman-zaman Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, Europe punya sound pun, and trying to think back about which bands are bringing that sound back, a lot of it doesn't come from North America.
Yeah, precisely.
Kebanyakan band tu dari Eropah, dari Denmark ada, Germany ada, that kind of sort of really warm rock sound.
Kau tahu lah, brother-brother yang still pakai jacket denim dengan seluar flare kan. So Witchcraft is one of those bands, and macam kita cakap tadi, macam Graveyard sikit sound dia. In fact, frontman Witchcraft ni, Magnus Pelander, dulu memang main band sekali dengan Joakim Nilsson dari Graveyard. They were in a band called Norsken. Dari situ dua band ni memang main start this I call it vintage rock and roll lah.
Yeah.
Because it still got the vintage sound. And especially band-band ni semua are recording their records to tape, still doing it analog way. So diorang memang tak kisah dan tak impressed sangat lah dengan this modern technology of things.
Dia tak guna cut and paste Pro Tools punya methodology. Dia tengok which is the best vibe that is captured on tape. And that tape, you know, kalau kita fikir balik band-band who have recorded on tape, Foo Fighters, you know, went back to tape. And it's coming back lah. Kita pun dengar lagu pun dengar vinyl sekarang. Tak dengar MP3, tak dengar CD kan.
Betul. That was Witchcraft. And lagu seterusnya ni Ezra,
lagu seterusnya, lagu The Hive by Horizon. Horizon ni band yang saya start fikir balik lah, apa yang band metal yang saya nak minat. Jadi saya dengar hari tu Ali suggest Graveyard, so you introduced just now Witchcraft. And these bands again, around mid 2006, a lot of these bands from Sweden started capturing this particular type of sound. You think about Yes, band-band Jethro Tull, technical prog rock, dia campur-campur sikit dengan Judas Priest ada, Iron Maiden punya vocals, Bruce Dickinson. So dia campur aduk ni very organic.
Yang terrornya lah, macam kita dengar tadi Witchcraft, yang terrornya pasal lagu The Hive ni, aku pun baru dengar, dia dapat bunyi lama tu. Like we were saying about how these guys are still recording it analog kan. So almost semua elemen 70s prog metal yang ada, from the solos, bunyi synthesizer, yeah, macam tu, suara macam tu.
And drumming punya production tak adalah ke depan sangat.
Yeah.
It's a very small room type production, dan kita pun rasa macam part of that experience.
Totally. So Horizon akan keluar dengan album baru bulan depan ni rasanya. It's going to be called About Time. Antara album yang aku paling anticipate lah dalam awal tahun ni, because you know we don't get new music that often these,
yeah,
days. Tapi Horizon are going to come out with a new album, so we're going to check out a track, The Hive by Horizon. Very Noise, BFM 89.9. White Lady. BFM 89.9, Very Noise kembali. Kita dengar tadi lagu lama Pantera dengan I'm Broken. Fuh, lagu daripada tahun 94, man.
Far Beyond Driven. Lagu ni, dia punya groove dengan opening riff dia memang happening gila lah.
Yeah.
Tapi this song comes from their 7th album in 1994. Jadi kita fikir balik dia punya origin story of Pantera. It's a lot of punk, a lot of hardcore. And it was only from, you know, Far Beyond Driven, kita fikir balik
Cowboys
from Hell, Vulgar Display of Power. Those three albums cements their status within the metal world, and everybody takes notice lah.
Yeah, and the thing about them is paling popular sekali orang mention Pantera and groove metal.
Yeah.
They've got this thing going, and to me the groove ni dalam muzik Pantera antara movement kecil di apa dipanggil scene NOLA kan, New Orleans, Louisiana, yang bagi sound awal pada Southern Rock yang kita dengar hari ni, probably macam band macam Queens of the Stone Age, High on Fire, apa benda semua ni.
Their influences would have been those Southern Rock bands like Ted Nugent, dan abang adik, you know, Dambek Daryl dengan Vinnie Paul ni, dia punya groove of playing heavy riffs with this really laid back feel, and the production is by Terry Date. Everything works right for this album. Kita kena ingat album ni dah lebih 20 tahun tau. So dia punya relevance of that time, and even now kalau kita dengar balik, a lot of good songs, a lot of competitive songs. Tak ada single. Memang album tu memang hebat lah.
Power. So that was Pantera and Broken. And lepas ni kita ada lagu yang pelik sikit lah daripada this one is by Ezra again. Benny Craig lah, that's all I gotta say.
Baby Metal.
Yeah,
Baby Metal memang band pelik, memang crack dalam past 2 years. Ada dua album yang baru, Metal Resistance. Saya baru tengok performance diorang dekat Fuji Rock Festival dekat Japan. Dan memang bukan setakat band aja lah, memang ni budaya dekat Jepun. They're so overwhelmed by what Baby Metal has brought into the scene. It's three girls. They called Sue Metal, Yui Metal and Moa Metal. Umur dia usia 18 tahun, 16 tahun,
so budak lagi.
But the band and the musicianship is amazing. The performances, you know, they open for Rob Halford of Judas Priest. So dia punya inclusive nature of how they've been welcomed by the metal community is very very interesting for 2017.
So tiga gadis cilik ni fronting this metal band, backed up by a band of metal heads, rambut panjang and like headbang helicopter apa semua.
Jadi producer dia pun very contemporary cara dia produce dia punya lagu. So a lot of polyrhythms, there's high vocals, they do call and answer with the fans. Dong sold out Wembley selama John aja. So I mean that's something where they're bringing that element of Japanese metal into the mainstream, and mainstream is saying, yeah, we want to see them more than Lamb of God, we want to see them more than a lot of these big metal bands. Because sekarang you fikir balik, metal bands yang have that touring power where you actually pay money to watch them go, there are not many bands, and Baby Metal is filling that gap for good or for worse lah.
In terms of the spectacle, aku tak pernah tengok anything quite like it lah. Suffice to say, it's probably something that orang Jepun yang akan buat.
Yeah, orang Jepun aja buat benda-benda macam ni.
So we check out this track by Baby Metal, lagu Karate, Very Noise, BFM 89.9.
Very Noise on BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, anda mendengar Very Noise. Saya Ali Johan, malam ni dengan Ezra Zaid. And kita dengar lagu seterusnya, Ilmu Hisab, band baru dari Kuala Lumpur, lagu Genuine Fiction. BFM 89.9, anda dengar Very Noise. Saya Ali Johan dengan Ezra Zaid malam ni. Welcome Ezra.
Thank you very much.
Kita tadi dengar Ilmu Hisab.
Yeah.
Genuine Fiction.
You were telling me band ni dari Jitra Kedah.
Mungkin budak-budak dia asal dari Jitra lah.
Tapi sound dia memang tak ada KL, tak ada Kedah. It's a very contemporary, nak cakap apa, sludge ke?
Sludge, noise rock mungkin.
Production wise, you can dengar memang gaya-gaya demo sikit, but you know, the drumming and the pounding of the bass, there's a lot of low end for a demo yang jarang kita dengar lah.
Yeah, so band ni band baru, mungkin dalam 2015 macam tu. Tiga orang kawan lama dah main band-band lain lah sama sendiri sebelum ni. And pada aku, sound ni agak fresh sebab dia it's noise rock yang campur elemen-elemen sludge and post-hardcore sikit. So macam Shellac pun ada, macam Australian band My Disco pun ada sikit. Yang penting sekali lah, it's something yang lain sikit daripada banyak band di yang ada kat KL ni. So that's really good.
Prog metal and prog rock is making a real strong comeback. Tapi dari segi technicality dia lah, so band memang tunjuk sikit lah apa yang dia boleh buat.
Yeah.
So this one it's very arty. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I think that's the best way to describe it. And agak genuine lah untuk aku setakat ni. And they are one of the releases that I'm also looking forward to, Ilmu Hisap. Check them out di ilmuhisap.bandcamp.com kalau minat. Boleh beli rekod dia nanti bila keluar.
Tolong sikit kan.
So okay, next song kita mungkin tak payah beli dah rekod dia pasal dia orang dah kaya.
Kan? Kita tengah cakap pasal Metallica lah ni.
Yeah, Metallica kaya sangat bro.
Kaya sangat. Diorang nak pergi Singapore baru-baru ni pun orang tak pergi lah.
Tapi album baru dia Hardwired to Self-Destruct meletup.
And yang we are going to introduce this song, and the reason why I wanted to put a Metallica song from this album is saya fikir balik the last three albums, Lulu tak kira lah dengan lurik tu. Tapi kita fikir balik Saint Anger, production tak bagus tapi dah balik kepada asal-usul metal dia. Kita pergi balik Death Magnetic, production dia elok tapi lagu tak boleh guna. So this album is almost the third time around in which they have mastered their sound, their songwriting, and everything comes together too. Sebab banyak single dari album ni, you know, Moth Into Flame, Hardwired to Self-Destruct, Atlas Rise. So it's no coincidence lah. And the only fault for me in this album is that they released a double album, which perhaps was not necessary when you can actually compile the best, you know, 7-8 songs into an album.
This feels to me macam they're flexing sikit lah.
Yes.
But it's interesting you mentioned the last three albums, Saint Anger, what was it again? Tadi satu lagi?
Death Magnetic.
These are, starting with Saint Anger was the first one Rob Trujillo came on, right?
That's
so,
right.
Untuk aku pula, kali ni Rob Trujillo dah sebati dengan band. Third time trying lah. At least in terms of composition and recording, obviously dia dah memang lama main dalam band ni pun. Saint Anger tahun bila dah keluar kan?
2003.
There you go. Yeah. But this time around, and especially with this song that we're going to listen to lepas ni, Halo on Fire, ada dual solos, bunyi drum mantap.
Yeah, and lagu ni panjang tak? Lagu ni ada unsur-unsur Until It Sleeps, Seek and Destroy, the great James Hetfield vocals that you want. But the strategy kalau nak buat lagu 8 minit ni, dia tak boleh repetitive sangat. Dia kena pandai ikut kiri kanan sikit. And Metallica are very very talented at that. They've done that when you think about album Ride the Lightning, Call of Cthulhu.
You
think about Justice for All. There are some great long epic songs, To Live Is to Die. But this is another example where they craft songwriting, their metal, and they lagi selesa with who they are now in this metal scene.
Yeah, and every time aku tengok song length more than 6 minutes ni, aku fikir dua kali sikit lah. Because it tends to go, it tends to just meander and tak habis-habis, and you don't know when it will.
And you're talking about Death Magnetic. Death Magnetic had too many long songs that had riffs repeated for the sake of repetition, and it did not serve the song.
Yes, and so running up to the release of Hardwired to Self-Destruct ni, you and I, Ezra, we've been watching a lot of videos of Metallica recording, and itu satu lagi benda yang best pasal band kaya lah.
Yeah, YouTube channel update selalu lah.
They have cameras in studio, kita orang follow what went down, and it seems like composition process dia pun dah nampak memang okay lah. Admitted lah, dia memang band lama lah. So they do it right, and they do it with Greg Fiddleman on the decks, who's actually macam their fifth member of the band.
Yeah, because producers in the life of Metallica is very very important. Diorang dah try dengan Rick Rubin, dari segi production mungkin they tried something new. Bob Rock is their all time favourite. Fleming Rasmussen was back in the 80s. So Greg Fiddleman ni, he managed to tangkap that Metallica sound very very early in their recording process. So bila dia tengah jamming and soundcheck, a lot of these riffs that we are hearing on this album, they managed to capture on the first take. So that really made the songwriting thing, like pakai jamming aja dapat lagu, jamming dapat lagu.
So now we listen to a track on Metallica's album terbaru, Hardwired to Self-Destruct, Halo on Fire. Very nice. BFM 89.9. We'll be right back. Very Noise kembali. Saya Ali Johan, malam ni dengan Ezra Zaid. And tadi kita baru je dengar track yang agak weird lah sebenarnya.
Ganjil sikit.
Ganjil is the word. Astronaut dengan lagu Air. Macam mana kau kenal band ni, Ezra?
Okay, I'll admit sekarang kalau nak cari lagu metal memang susah dan malas kerana options dia memang banyak sangat. So kita tengok Apple Music punya playlist sekarang, dia ada playlist satu Breaking Metal. Breaking Metal ni untuk bands yang left of center but they might have the potential to make an impact. So kita dengar lagu Astronaut, they're from Boston, and kalau dah dengar lagu tu, you know, it has all the elements, great drumming, riffs, but it's very melodic. Kalau kita tengok balik Cookie Monster vocal semua tak ada. Clean aja kita dengar vocalist dia kan. So it's a shoegaze metal reference, and saya suka lah bila dia kacuh semua tu, and it sounds very interesting from what's already out there.
Yeah, too metal for indie, too indie for metal.
Correct. And that's exactly it.
And when you exist in that particular space lah dalam dunia music ni, memang you appeal to peminat-peminat yang berlainan lah. So this is probably where diorang nak market music dia lah, untuk budak-budak yang suka technicality in music metal tapi a lot of melody fans as well.
Because saya dengar album ni ada macam Death Heaven pun ada sikit-sikit, yes, but what's interesting is a little bit more technical than that, and it's also bucking the trend lah. Kita punya a lot of the black metal and death metal bands now, they're making a huge comeback. Banyak orang tengok kepada Europe lah for a lot of these kind of influences. It's nice that Boston, which is usually a little bit more aggressive, you think about, you know, we spoke about some of those Deftones kind of like angrier white band kind of syndrome. This is very European actually, but they're from Boston.
Not bad, yeah. So that was Astronaut dengan lagu Air, and seterusnya kita tukar angin lah. So now we're gonna have a track that's really, really quite slow dan perit. This is probably a true representation of the sludge sound by a band called Cough. And on paper, they are doom metal sludge dari Richmond, Virginia. Dan tahun lepas baru keluar dengan album Still They Pray on Relapse Records. Cough, lagu-lagu dia tak pernah pendek. So
minimum 6-7 minit lah.
Minimum 6-7 minit. And this one we're going to listen to pun 6 minit setengah. The shortest on the record of like 7 tracks, tapi setengah lagu 18 minit. Yeah. And so with bands like this, kadang-kadang kau kena make time.
Yeah, a lot of albums yang especially doom and sludge metal, mood tu kena ada. You tak boleh masuk kereta, jom kita pergi office dengar some doom sludge metal. Tak boleh. Dia kena set aside some time. And it is a it's a type of art. Memang jenis seni yang it's a lot of effort to take in, but if you actually appreciate and listen to what they're trying to do, it's very, very interesting.
Yeah, and it's I think mungkin lebih susah nak main something yang aggressive dan slow.
Yes.
Daripada something aggressive dan laju kan.
Aggressive and laju is very intuitive. Yeah. It's something that you've learned. It's something almost classical music pun buat kan. But with metal and rock, it's actually heaviness and slow. It's counterintuitive.
Yeah. So aku tengok macam some references to art lah, for example, how people, some artists focus on negative space.
Yeah.
And I think sludge music also focuses on the negative space of playing, because you hit one, bah, ni kau tunggu jap.
Betul.
Yeah. Bah, satu kali.
Very good analysis.
Right?
Yeah.
So mungkin that's probably where sludge draws from its uniqueness in terms of making really aggressive sounding and heavy sounding music, tapi at a much slower tempo.
Dengar sekali sebulan boleh lah kot.
Sekali sebulan. But interestingly, you know, band-band lagu-lagu yang buat lagu-lagu lama ni, macam we'd listen to Graveyard Horizon or Witchcraft punya album pagi-pagi nak pergi office. They still make 8-minute songs too.
That's true. That's true. But it's a different type of genre, right? In a sense that there's a lot of movement actually, and that sort of negative space that you're referring to, that's probably the best example where you are immersing in the production, you're immersing in the gruttle elements of what they're not playing actually.
Yeah. So Cough are a band that's been known for this sound, and yang best lagu nak kita nak dengar ni, The Wandering Hours, to me is the keyboards lah. Dia masuk je keyboard, dia dah bagi satu dimension yang baru pada sludge.
Yeah.
It's always been, you know, classic two guitars, one bass, one drums thing.
Yeah.
And untuk melody yang sedih and vocal delivery yang sangat pedih, here it is lah. Cough, The Wandering Hours, Very Noise, BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, Very Noise kembali dengan sebuah lagu cover dari Killswitch Engage.
Yeah, Holy Diver. Very Noise, bila saya dengar dalam kereta, kadang-kadang tak cukup dengar cover songs by other metal bands. Tapi memang in the metal fraternity, it's actually not a culture. So macam kita tengok hip hop sampling banyak kepada reference kepada 70s soul. Kita tengok rock pun ada juga banyak cover. But within metal fraternity, you don't hear Trivium necessarily covering Megadeth or something like that, right?
Cover-cover ni dia buat jamming je, bro.
Ah, buat jamming aja. And it's not something part of the repertoire.
Yeah.
So in this particular example, Killswitch Engage actually covered Holy Diver, a classic Dio song. And then saya pilih lagu ni kerana sedih jugalah. Saya fikir-fikir balik, oh, Ronnie James Dio dah mati. And in listening to one of the other songs that we picked tonight, Halo on Fire, that album, Hardwired to Self-Destruct, there was a Ronnie James Dio medley, and it was a part of a tribute album. And you know, you can never give too much tribute to a band like Dio and Ronnie James Dio.
Cuma satu je problem dia, I suppose I'm a guy who likes covers to be done sebiji sama.
Right. Oh, I don't.
Ah,
oh, I see, I see, I see.
So sebab kalau cover, kau kena buat sama. Kena
Yeah, so this particular example of Killswitch Engage, you know, Killswitch Engage around 2003 to 2007, there was no other band from the East Coast yang boleh lawan orang lah.
Power metal, eh?
Power metal, that sort of new melodic death metal that was very engaging to a lot of younger demographics, and I thought dong punya inclusion into the scene was necessary for metal to stay relevant. I thought there was a bit of a gap, and they filled it for a few years. Sekarang dong dah balik dengan vocalist Jesse Leach. They have a new album, Incarnate. But this song features Howard Jones, which I feel was a much more powerful vocalist.
He was.
Yeah.
And tapi tu lah, bila Ronnie James Dio cakap Holy Diver,
yeah,
Ride the Tiger,
yeah,
and Mamat ni tak cakap macam tu, aku jadi macam cringe sikit lah.
Oh, so this version I like is because you will hear the production of Adam Dukowitz. He is a master metal producer, and he knows how to get chunk and chug from his guitars. But saya suka dia punya arrangement berlainan sikit dari original. So dia slow down masa-masa verse, dia naik balik, and then they do the double guitar thing. Memang tribute balik lah kepada Ronnie James Dio.
Nice. Okay, so dengan lagu cover dari Dio tadi, kita dah sampai ke track terakhir untuk show malam ni. Tapi kalau ada yang terlepas siaran awal Very Noise, boleh terus ke podcast kami www.bfm.my/Very Noise. Ada playlist sekali, so you can check what you listening to lah. And lagu terakhir ni is a classic, because I always tend to end the show with an old song.
Yes.
And this one tak payah banyak introduction lah. Motorhead, dari album keempat tahun 1980, antara riff yang paling iconic dalam metal dan punk.
Yeah.
Lagu ni saja dah banyak band dah cover.
Yeah.
And when the punk bands do this track Ace of Spades, they do it to a T, and that's what I like, because you know, I might, aku tak dapat lah chance nak tengok Motorhead kan.
Betul lah. And you know, the other thing, kalau kita tengok balik some of the best documentaries on metal, there is a documentary called Lemmy, and I encourage every metalhead to watch the documentary. Kerana you tengok dia punya inclusion at the time, ada orang yang dengar bands macam Foreigner, ada orang dengar bands macam the punk scene, but you could only be one or the other tau. You tak boleh macam campur and have this punk rock metal thing. And Motorhead introduced and made you feel okay that you can be loud, fast and heavy at the same time.
Yeah, and for a three-piece band,
gila,
you know, this is what you call a power trio lah.
Yeah.
So Lemmy himself on bass, you know, kita tolak tepi suara dia dulu. That's in itself iconic.
Tolak tepi suara, tengok misai je.
Tengok misai dia, gitar bass second-backer dia tu. And the tone that he gets from it has informed banyak bass tones, modern metal, punk, or any extreme music players. That's for one. You know, so Motorhead and Venom were two bands that did this rock and roll and punk and metal thing together really well. But Venom were more gritty in a way that they were, I don't know, mysterious skate.
Yeah.
Dia orang pun macam brutal lah in more
mystery
sense.
Dia lebih sikit lah.
Kan? But Motorhead, even if you're coming to them in 2017, for example, kalau kau budak 15 tahun,
dengar macam it's still so cool, still yes. very hip sound, right? Motorhead preceded just that early wave of new wave of British heavy metal, and which introduced all of these other bands like Diamond Head, you had Saxon, a lot of these bands, and they were primarily influenced by Motorhead.
That's right. So two rounders off tonight. Before that, I got to thank Ezra Zahid for being on the show. Thank you, Ezra.
Terima kasih.
Dapat juga chance cakap Melayu.
Sekali-sekala. And on, you know, what unfortunately will be the last Very Noise.
Yeah, actually, program terakhir Very Noise untuk masa sekarang ni lah, insyaAllah. Tak tahulah bila, kalau ada, kalau tak ada, kita tengok macam mana. But anyway, signing off, I'm Ali Johan, playing out with Motorhead, Ace of Spades, Very Noise, PFM 89.9.
That's the way I like it, baby. I don't wanna live forever. And don't forget the Joker.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.